Hey, you with the headphones on. Before we get started today, I wanted to let you know that we need your help. We're stuck in 1982 and we need you to send us a brand new flux capacitor ASAP. Okay, well, not quite, but our Kickstarter is live, like right this moment. Go to our website at www.stopthinkscience.com and you'll see the progress bar on the right-hand side of the page. Click on that, watch our video, and pick a reward. It's seriously that simple.
You are listening to Stop Think Science. Please buckle your seatbelts and put your tray tables in the upright position. You are about to embark on a journey through science and technology. Get ready to learn and expand your mind. Are you ready?
This is episode 5, recorded for July 29th, 2015. In today's episode, we're going to do a news roundup. Hey, welcome to Stop Think Science. My name is Ian, and I'm your host for this exploration through science. Today on the show, we're going to do things a little bit differently than we have in previous weeks. Instead of having a guest today, I'm here solo, and we're going to take a trip through the most recent news stories. Here's a rundown of what made the news this week. We're going to start this news roundup with a story from the technology sector. Fiat Chrysler US has recalled 1.4 million vehicles due to the discovery of a potential zero-day exploit in the vehicle's entertainment system. Through the exploit, a hacker would be able to connect to the vehicle through the wireless internet capability of the computer system, at which point, through exploitation of security vulnerabilities in the entertainment system, the hacker would be able to access all of the essential systems of the vehicle. A Wired magazine article was published demonstrating the ability of a hacker to control the acceleration, braking, and many other important systems. Fiat Chrysler US states that they will be mailing USB drives to owners of affected vehicles containing a security patch to the software as a part of the recall. Fiat Chrysler Senior Vice President Gualberto Ranieri states that no real-world attacks have taken place at this point. Moving to news from public health and medicine, there's news from the New York City Department of Health today. Since July 10th, there have been 31 reported cases of Legionnaire's disease. Legionnaire's disease is a form of pneumonia caused by the Legionella bacteria. It is important to note that this type of bacteria is not transmissible between humans. Legionella is usually spread through infected water sources, such as hot tubs, condensers and air conditioning units, cooling towers, and hot water tanks. It is unknown what the source of the outbreak is, but officials are currently working on determining where the bacteria is hiding. Fortunately, Legionnaire's is very treatable if detected early. Symptoms include headache, fever, confusion, fatigue, cough, and gastrointestinal symptoms. Shifting to medicine and biochemistry, scientists at University of California, San Francisco have developed a method for precisely modifying human T cells. T cells are an integral part of the immune system. This research is a result of a very powerful tool that has recently been developed in the field of genomics and gene editing. Clustered regularly interspaced short palindromic repeats, or CRISPR, which we will talk about more in a future episode, is a very powerful and precise way of editing the genes of living organisms. Previously, researchers using the CRISPR method had to use viruses to introduce the molecular components that cut and paste new information into the genetic sequence of the T cell. This method was inefficient and didn't yield enough viable cells. Enter electroporation. Using an electric field to enhance the openings in the cell's outer membranes, the researchers were able to insert the necessary gene editing machinery into the cells. With this discovery, the scientists were able to turn off the PD-1 gene, which has been shown to make T cells begin to target cancerous cells. Further research has to be done to determine if this is a viable process for future treatment options. Late last year, the European Space Agency attempted a risky landing on a comet. The Rosetta mission involved a space probe that was to orbit the comet and a lander named Philae that would be deployed in order to learn more about the surface of comets. While Philae landed on the comet, it did so in an unexpected way. Until recently, scientists were unsure of the location of the lander, but knew that it had landed in an unexpected location with its solar arrays in a non-optimal position. As the comet raced away from the sun, the lander's battery started to fade and the lander was powered down. Recently, the sun has been able to warm the electronics and new data has been transmitted from the lander to the orbiting probe and finally back to Earth. Scientists have learned that the lander initially touched down on the comet and was able to perform an initial dust-sniffing experiment before bouncing and finally landing in a secondary position hours later. Initial data received from the lander shows that multiple organic compounds were detected on the surface of the comet. Four of these compounds had never been detected on a comet. Many of these compounds are thought to be precursors to much more complex biological molecules that are needed for life to form. Due to the pristine nature of comets, this may indicate that many of the necessary compounds to form life were present soon after the formation of the solar system. Finally, let's start a new segment to end the show with. Each week I will share with you one of my favorite quotes from influential leaders, visionaries, and masters of science. Today's quote is from the great Carl Sagan. "We live in a society exquisitely dependent on science and technology, in which hardly anyone knows anything about science and technology." To me, this quote sums up the issue which we're trying to combat here at Stop Think Science. We want to help you think about and understand the amazing processes that are at work in our culture. We want you to realize that some of the things we take for granted, like flying in an airplane from New York City to Los Angeles, are amazing feats in science, technology, and engineering. If you aren't following us on Twitter or Facebook, you missed our most recent call to action. We would like to do a special podcast on what you, the listeners, think a scientist is, or what they do, or why they do it. We want you to tell us whatever pops into your head when you hear the word scientist. We have set up a Google voicemail box so that you can send us your thoughts. If you send us a voicemail, just know that we will likely use it in a future episode, but we will definitely keep you anonymous. This could be a pretty cool project, so why don't you help us out? The number to our Google voicemail box is 814-315-2478. That number again is 814-315-2478. Well, that's all we have for this week. We'll catch you next Monday with a great interview. Till then, keep on learning.
Thank you for listening to Stop, Think, Science. We are glad you could join us. Our success depends on you. Please subscribe to our show on iTunes. And if you're feeling generous, leave us a review. If you have comments or questions about anything that you heard today, don't hesitate to drop us a line at our website, www.stopthinkscience.com.